Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. The forecast for today, it's going to be a slight chance for some showers off and on, and cloudy and cool. High maybe 58 degrees for today. Not far from that now, go to Kenosha where it is 54, 54 also in Burlington, 54 Milwaukee, and it's 56 in Racine. A Good Samaritan came to the aid of a Mount Pleasant motel clerk early this morning, subduing a man trying to rob the place. The employee of the America's Best Value Inn and Suites on Durand Avenue near the mall, confronted by a gentleman who had claimed to have a gun and was demanding money. The offender jumped over the counter. The woman yelled for help. The unidentified Good Samaritan subdued the man, according to police, and held him down until officers arrived. 39-year-old Racine resident Aaron McGraw was on probation on past gun and drug possession offenses and burglary. The new charges include attempted robbery. Case against a former Kenosha Unified principal accused of removing school property for use in her church and in her daycare that she ran out of her home. That case is now over. Here's details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
39-year-old Cherise Easley pleaded guilty to a single felony charge of misconduct in office. Other charges were dismissed. Easley was fined $2,500 plus court costs by Judge Bruce Schrader. According to a pair of criminal complaints, Easley repurposed a host of items from Bain Elementary, the school she led. The list included a projector, iPad, toys, a laptop, a whiteboard, a play set, and a podium. Some of the items had been in storage. In addition, Easley is accused of using a district credit card to pay for an out-of-town conference that had nothing to do with her schoolwork, and she allegedly used district copy services to create 100 spiral-bound notebooks in the colors of her sorority. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee may have trouble getting detailed information requested from the police department and municipal court about marijuana possession as it considers one alderman's desire to change procedures on first-time offenses. Assistant City Attorney New Arne said that the council is also being advised not to try and order the police chief to direct all first offense violations be issued ordinance citations versus criminal charges.
While the Common Council has the technical authority to issue that order to the police chief, our recommendation and advice is that the Common Council not do that and instead leave it to the discretion of the Chief of Police to make these type of decisions.
With so many outstanding questions yet by panel members, the committee deferred Alderman John Tate II's two communications for several more weeks. Truckers and businesses in Wisconsin getting more involved in efforts to try and stop human trafficking. Representatives from both groups meeting with law enforcement in Madison to talk about ways of, first of all, knowing what human trafficking looks like and what they can do in response. Human trafficking, a key focus of Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee County law enforcement agencies. And the Union Pacific Railroad lines, of course, are crossing Racine and Kenosha counties, urging drivers and pedestrians be safe near crossings and railroad tracks. It is National Rail Safety Week.
When approaching a railroad crossing, pay attention to flashing lights and gate arms, as those are the signals that a train may be approaching. If the gate arms come down, do not attempt to go around the gate arms, as this is very dangerous and also illegal.
That's UP spokesman Jeff DeGraff. Foxconn's vision threw a new video out for his Mount Pleasant complex on display at Gateway Technical College. The vision has changed a little bit since the original concept and will likely change some more. Alan Young is director of strategic initiatives. He talked to Gateway employees about what the campus may look like once it's fully built out.
Some of you may have heard that our plans have changed. We may actually change a lot more, but you are at the epicenter of Wisconsin Valley. You embrace changes. So when people say Foxhorn changed their plan, well, we did, but we upgrade the plan. So we want to have plan 2.0, 3.0, 4.0.
No matter what, Dr. Young says that they are confident the Mount Pleasant complex will be the next Silicon Valley. And today in Milwaukee is supposed to be a big announcement about the HOP streetcar system. A notice about it came out the same day of testing the HOP on the city's tracks. The announcement could be just when the streetcar will actually start to carry passengers. So far, officials have been saying late fall. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it in podcast form. And throughout the day, at WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.